You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Matt Wehmeyer joined this week by Kerry Muscat, Chicago Cubs reporter for MLB.com. And Kerry, we thank you for the time. And what we're kind of doing today is more of a lighthearted approach to some of the sights and sounds and goings-on of spring training. So we're going to touch on that a little bit. We're going to touch on how people are adjusting in year two of their respective tenures with the Cubs, guys like John Lester, guys like Joe Maddon. But first and foremost, let's kind of break down some of the superlatives, if you will, in the same vein as Jimmy Fallon on the Tonight Show that he does. Let's start here with spring training. Give us, in your eyes right now, kind of the biggest battle for a rotation or a spot on the roster that you see developing right now.
Well, really, the biggest concern, and really it's not a concern, it's actually a good thing, is that they simply have just too many relievers, and they have to try and narrow the list down to seven or eight guys, and they're trying to figure out which seven or eight they're going to be. You know, and you have to factor in things like, you know, who's out of options, lefty, righty, that kind of thing, and trying to find the right mix. We saw Adam Warren make his first Cactus League start. He's being looked at as either a starter or reliever, could most likely end up in the pen. They got him from the Yankees in the Starlin Castro deal. The other guy they're kind of watching is Rex Brothers, a lefty that was really successful as a closer with the Rockies and has kind of struggled with his command a little bit. And he unfortunately threw four wild pitches in one inning on Sunday and said that his slider was just coming up a little short. And again, that's just, they're trying to get him to relax and be comfortable with his mechanics and do what feels naturally. So really kind of looking at those guys, you know, where do they fit? You've got a guy like Neil Ramirez who was beset with injuries last year. He's now trying to come back. He's out of options. You know, what do they do? And the depth is great to have. It's just now they're trying to figure out who fits in the slots.
Yeah, one big jigsaw puzzle for the exactly. team to figure out, and that's what spring training is certainly all about. Kerry, let's go to topic number two. It seems like every year, no matter what the team, there's always a young guy, a minor leaguer that nobody really sees coming on the radar that just tears the cover off the ball for the first week or two, or hopefully more, of spring training. So that leads us to, in your eyes, most impressive minor leaguer right now who fans think is, well, a shoo-in for Cooperstown right now the way he's playing. Who is it for you?
Well, and it's early because as I'm talking to you, we've only played four games. Early going, the guy who's looked the best among the minor leaguers that's in the big league camp is Albert Almora. He's an outfielder who was the Cubs' number one pick in 2012, and he's been slowed by injuries a little bit. But he made just an incredible catch in the gap in left center the other day, and it was almost as if he knew exactly where the ball was going to be going. He got a jump on the ball even before, almost before it was hit, which was impressive. He said he knew the pitcher. And he knew the hitter well enough that he sort of anticipated it. He's matured a lot. And he was drafted in 2012, but he's still only 21. People forget that when they think, well, how come he's not up in the big leagues already? But he might be kind of a sleeper pick. I'm not sure for Cooperstown, but he might be a sleeper pick for somebody who's going to be on the big league roster very soon.
Well, baby steps, right? Good place to start. So good news
for
him.
Yeah, let's get into the big leagues first, and then we'll talk about the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, then we'll worry about enshrinement in, 15, 20 years. We'll see how that goes.
Exactly.
Kerry, I know that fans love to get the behind-the-scenes anecdotes about, some of the more offbeat things that occur during the course of a season, and spring training included. So that leads us to, in your eyes, strangest or funniest moment thus far in spring training.
Well, it was really hard to pick one. The common theme this year has been you just never know what to expect. You know you're going to get a chuckle down here in Cubs camp, but you never know what to expect. So far, David Ross was presented with a motorized cart to help the 38-year-old get around the complex. He was riding that today. We've also seen Joe Maddon drive his van that's kind of souped up with shag carpeting onto the field, and they've played Earth, Wind, and Fire. But I think the funniest one was when Kawasaki, there, who's a shortstop, did a little karaoke and sang an Aerosmith song. And right now I'm having a total blank on the name, but did it very well. And not only that, but got the whole team kind of singing in the chorus with him. And it was hysterical. Fans should try and find the video of that. I know it's out there, but it was very funny. His his English and his singing abilities are not too bad for a Japanese shortstop.
Was the song Dream On, perhaps?
No. It was something All I Want or something from a movie. A movie,
oh,
Armageddon.
Oh, it was, tip of my tongue now.
Yeah. I haven't seen the movie, and all I know about Aerosmith is that Steven Tyler was part of it, and if you Googled it, you'd find it, but something I Want You or something All I Want of You or something like that.
I think it's I Don't Want to Miss a Thing from
Independence Day. There you go.
All right. That was going to bother me all day if I didn't get the title out of you, so
okay. That
is video that I want to see of that, and Munenori Kawasaki, hats off to him, man. That guy, from his days in Toronto, we saw it, and now he's with the Cubs, a perfect fit with Joe Maddon and that group of characters. I can only imagine how much fun you're having down there. And,
well, he's also been practicing phrases in case he's pulled over by the police.
Oh, well.
Such as, you know, I was taking my family to Sedona, you know, things like that. So I think the players are prepping him just for everything and anything.
We got to find a way to get this guy in the lineup every single day. That is terrific stuff down there. And, Kerry, one last kind of lighthearted topic. I definitely want to get your opinion on this. What so far has been the biggest spring training bromance in Cubs camp?
There is only one, and that is John Lester and John Lackey. The two of them are inseparable. They have not, I swear, if I need one, all I have to do is look, you know, turn around, and there they are. It's a pair. They've been described by some players as Siamese twins, one left-handed, one right-handed. They seem to just be a perfect match. Lester bought a camouflage colored golf cart last year, and the two of them are usually spotted riding in it around camp. They're doing wind sprints together, and I don't know if the Cubs intended this, but the addition of John Lackey may be the best thing for John Lester, because he's just so much more relaxed here in camp, and it's could pay off in the long run.
That's interesting you say that, because obviously they were teammates with the Red Sox in 2013 when they led the team to that stunning World Series championship. Does the friendship go back to even 2013, or is this something a little more recent between them?
No, it goes back. It was in 2013, but what's interesting is that the two of them had squared off in the playoffs when Lackey was pitching for the Angels and Lester was with the Red Sox. And that they sort of got to respect each other and know each other as pitchers. I think there were three games or four games in the playoffs where they matched up head to head, and Lester came out ahead on those. And then when they were teammates, I asked Lackey, I said, how did you, you know, put all that behind you? I mean, this guy's trying to beat you. And Lackey says, hey, you know, it's over. You know, we're teammates. And now, even last year when they were going head to head with Lester and the Cubs and Lackey and the Cardinals, you know, they could put their friendship just on the side. They're on the field, they're competitors, and then boom, as soon as the game is over, they're back to being buddies. Lester got his first major league hit off of Lackey.
That's right.
And it was last July, and that was, of course, Lester's ticked off about it still because Lackey got the win. So it just kind of shows you what, but no, they're very tight. And it's just, like I say, it's really just kind of nice to see.
Yeah, it definitely is. And you brought up a good point to say that, you know, between that friendship with John Lackey and now being in year two with the Cubs, and I think any player, no matter how successful they are, how much money is thrown their way, it's always tough in year one with any new team and any new environment. Now it's year two for him. Between all of that and between, you know, the fact that I think a lot of people look at Jake Arrieta as the undisputed ace of this rotation. He won the Cy Young, for crying out loud. Do you think all those factors combined are going to help John Lester to a more successful year two in Chicago?
Well, yeah, all those factors. And also what we've also noticed is that usually free agents, their second year with the Cubs, they seem to have much more success. I think somehow it takes them a year to get used to day games, to get used to the scheduling, to get used to Wrigley Field. It's different. It is different. You know, when the players sign here, they always say that they like the idea of day games because then they can have dinner with their families more. Well, it changes your schedule. You know, if you're used to pitching at 7 o'clock at night and suddenly your first pitch is at 1:20 in the afternoon, it throws your body clock off. And I've had a lot of players tell me the second year is just so much better than the first year. And now Lester can help Lackey. and that will ease the transition in, and it's just a good combo here. It's just a good 1-2 punch.
Yeah, and great point about the day games. On the surface, it seems like it would benefit you more than hurt you because, hey, you got your nights free, but when you're on a schedule, and baseball players are creatures of habit, that can take a long time to adjust to. So hopefully in year two, better success here for John Lester, and having John Lackey aboard, certainly not a bad thing at all. And, Kerry, just to wrap up, is Kyle Schwarber becoming one of those must-see events when he steps into the batting cage? Do you sense a buzz around the cages in the ballpark when he grabs the lumber?
Well, I know that I have parked in a different spot now than I used to in years past because I want to make sure that I protect my windshield. I park much further down. If he breaks my windshield this year, he deserves it because he would have been quite the bomb. But no, he's puts on quite a show, and he's not the only one. I mean, Jason Hayward can hit him. Anthony Rizzo has a good time. Chris Bryant. I mean, it's a pretty impressive little power show. Joe Maddon was talking about the lineup the other day, saying he doesn't think he'd be very comfortable if he looked at the Cubs lineup and said, "Okay, where's the hole? There aren't too many."
Yeah, absolutely. And is there a little bit of a friendly competition between these guys as to who can muscle the ball out the furthest right now?
No. There's really a de-emphasis on home runs, and I think you'll find that in just about every camp. You know, they want to see these guys hitting line drives. They want to see these guys, you know, worried more about contact and moving runners over and getting them in, not aiming for the fences. But I do know that a lot of us in the media, our media parking is right behind the right field fence on field one, and a lot of us have shifted, and we now park much further away. So if Schwarber gets us, it's going to be a pretty good poke.
Yeah, a Giancarlo Stanton-esque poke, if you will, to get one out there. So smart move on your part and the rest of the media. And, Kerry, this was a lot of fun. Great, entertaining stuff. We'll do it again next week, I'm sure. Thank you for the time, as this is Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Chicago Cubs.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.